there's not a budget in place, the Constitution and laws severely constrain the state's authority to make payments to fund government operations and services. That is why we've seen the federal government and a number of other states shut down when they're facing budget impasses. However, there is limited authority for the comptroller to issue payments for certain very critical services. So funding for things such as medical care for children in foster care, residential placements for mentally disabled people, food assistance, food stamps, and things of that nature. But in order to give clarification to the comptroller to make sure that she has the legal authority to make these payments, we've been working with her office over the past several weeks and going back and forth about what the law will allow her to pay. And to get that clarification, we are now going to court to make sure that everything that she makes a payment for is something that she has the legal authority to do.
Why go to court, kind of preempt this situation, when previously it has been state employees, for example, or their union going to court to get this resolved? Why are you initiating this action?
Well, as the Attorney General and the lawyer for the people of the state, I have a duty to protect the public purse. It really is a matter of general welfare. And so in addition to questions and concerns about payroll, there have been many questions and concerns about continuing appropriations, about critical services that might be covered under consent decrees, that have been entered in federal court. And so there's a whole series of different issues out there, all of which need to be resolved quickly and so that we can make those payments, if they are allowed, again, to fund critical services. And we need that resolution sooner rather than later. It will also allow the governor and the legislature to focus on actually passing and enacting a budget for fiscal year 2016.
The governor's office, as well as Comptroller Munger, have both pointed to a 2007 agreed court order that allowed all state employees to be paid. As the state's attorney here, and I use that in as the state's lawyer version, not his state's attorney is a title, obviously. But can you just clarify, what precedent does the 2007 case set, and is that one that Illinois should be looking at?
None. The scenario today is completely different from the situation in 2007. The better comparison to look at is the 1991 scenario that resulted in the Netsch case, which is really the standard we have for when there is no budget in place like we're facing today. And so it's a completely different scenario, and I don't believe it's applicable here.
You know, as we're speaking, I just got an email from the governor's office that says you are, quote, trying to block full employee pay. Is that the case?
What we're trying to do is to make sure that absolutely everybody gets paid, but they have to be, payments have to be made within the law. In order for all employees to be paid their full amount of pay, a budget needs to be passed by the legislature and approved by the governor. Unfortunately, that is what has created this situation, and that is what is going to continue this situation. I've been working very closely with the comptroller's office to do whatever we can to make sure that services can be paid for, operations of government can be paid for, but we have to follow the law. That is the number one imperative that I have as a state's attorney general.
This is really getting into the political arena, though. You know, I heard the governor's budget director and general counsel just this week testify before the full Illinois House that they believe, again, that it's the attorney general's office who's trying to block employee pay, that the state's software is not set up to decide who should be paid a minimum wage according to the Federal Labor Standards Act, that this is your fault and Democrats' fault.
You know what? It is the fault of the governor and the legislature that there isn't a budget in place right now. What I am doing as the Attorney General, working in conjunction with the comptroller, is to assure that all payments that can be made in the absence of a budget are being made. and we would like nothing more than there to be a resolution of the budget situation. But it does not appear that that is imminent in the next couple of days and possibly in the next couple of weeks or longer. And so because of that, we've been forced, really, to go to court and to seek clarification on what can and cannot be paid. And we will do everything possible to make sure that government operations and critical services are being provided. But until there's a budget, this is a problem that is going to have to eventually be resolved by the governor and the legislature.
And may I ask, why did you file this in Cook County rather than Sangamon County, obviously Springfield, the capital here?
Vast majority of people are here in Cook County. A lot of the government services are provided in Cook County. The majority of the lawyers that work for the Office of the Attorney General are here in Cook County, so it was filed in Cook County. It probably could have been filed in any county, but we filed it in Cook County.
Is this really the key question, or could you see other court action necessary depending on how long a stalemate continues?
I think depending on the length that we go without a budget, there will be more and more questions that come up. There are likely to be more court actions that arise because of it, which is why we wanted, at the first possible moment, which would be July 1st, to go into court and to make sure that the comptroller had legal authority to make certain payments that do not require an enacted budget to be in place. But I certainly perceive that the longer this continues, you will see more problems occur, and we will see more people going to court, and unfortunately more people who will be severely hurt if there isn't a budget.
It really does seem to get into this interesting tangle where if the comptroller were to make certain payments versus others, that would be kind of a separation of powers problem. There's a reason that you have a budget and that the legislature passes it and the governor signs it, and to pick and choose would kind of be a rewrite of how state government operates.
Right. I mean, you can't get around the core and fundamental constitutional principles of separation of powers, checks and balances. And unfortunately, Illinois is now in the situation that the federal government and a number of other states have faced over the past several years, which is there's not a budget in place when the new fiscal year starts. In that circumstance, there are very limited payments that can be made, but I want to make sure that the payments that can be made, particularly those that are funding critical services, are going to be made, that we are going to assure that children in the foster care system are taken care of, people with developmental disabilities are still being taken care of. There are some very significant programs that must continue, and there is legal authority to do that, and so we want to make sure that very quickly the court gives the clarity and the permission to the comptroller to make those payments.